Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, Ray, Art Rooney, too, at the big league meetings in Minnesota, told Jeremy Fowler, your old pal on the Steelers beat, that we're just going to have to wait a little while longer for Aaron Rodgers. Does that make you feel like he will absolutely be in attendance for mandatory minicamp?
Well, isn't that pretty much exactly what he said in March? I mean, it was very similar. I mean, is it going to be for minicamp guys? I don't know that for 100%, but it sure seems that way. But even if it doesn't happen, then I'm still almost certain that it will happen before training camp. So I don't know. I think 75%, yeah, it'll probably happen before minicamp, but I wouldn't bet on that.
Do you think that they? I guess, how do you explain the fact that they've seemingly had to continually push back and kick back this timeline? Like, are they getting changing stories from Rodgers' camp? Like, how do you think this is playing, or why do you think this is playing out on their end the way it is?
I just think they're being respectful of his situation. And I think, as you guys could probably imagine, somebody who's dealing with what he's dealing with, it's going to be, you know, information is going to be coming and going. And you know, I think he just needs time to sort through that. Now, you know, is it going to be better in a month? I don't know the answer to that question, but I think obviously Aaron Rodgers knows and the Steelers know that they need an answer before July 24th. So that's, you know, Tomlin was asked about a drop dead date way back when. July 24th is when they report. That's pretty much the deadline, I think, that they both have in their minds.
Ray, how do you think Art feels about Aaron Rodgers, the person and not the football player? How is he going to feel when, in season, Aaron is sharing his thoughts on controversial topics that have nothing to do with football, like what he did on the Joe Rogan show this week, where he spent 3 hours talking about things like cancer treatment and not football?
Listen, Art and Mike and everyone in that organization dealt with Ben's radio show for I don't know how long, and you know, while he wasn't talking about cancer treatments and, you know, political stuff, you know, Ben did have his share of controversy with teammates and, you know, things along those lines. So that was, you know, you could say that was a distraction. I don't know that anything that Aaron Rodgers would do would be anything any more of a distraction than what they dealt with, you know, 10 years ago on your station. So I'm sure the way they're looking at it, guys, it's 1 year. And if things don't go well, they can walk away in January and they can move on.
Do you think their pursuit of Aaron Rodgers is indicative of a certain level of desperation by Rooney and by Tomlin just to finally do something other than what they've done the last several seasons?
Is it any more desperate than Russell Wilson? I don't know. I mean, I just think they're in this cycle where they don't have a quarterback, Chris. And I think they're looking every single year. And they're trying to fix it, and it's hard to fix when you're a playoff team and you're drafting 20-something every single year. So that's the boat they're in right now. I think we've talked about it. That's probably going to change next year when they have the draft capital to, I would think, at least move into the top 10. I mean, unless they're going to the AFC Championship game, I mean, you can get from 22, 24 to 10 if you like a guy without too much pain. So I think, you know, that's probably where they're going to try to end this thing. And, you know, Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett and Russell Wilson and Justin Fields and probably Aaron Rodgers, you know, those were just stopgap measures until they found their guy.
Ray, is Will Howard the most overhyped player in Steelers history?
He hasn't even taken a snap yet. He'll take his first snap next week. I mean, listen, I get it. He's a national championship quarterback. He comes from a school around here. There's a lot of Ohio State fans in Pennsylvania, so I certainly get that. But I think we do have to keep it in perspective. He's a sixth-round pick. He's basically a lottery ticket. If you hit him that lottery ticket, great.
Is he a lock to even make the team?
Yeah, I think he's going to make the team. He'll be the number three. I think it'll be Rodgers, Mason Rudolph, Will Howard.
Okay, so
three.
Thompson has no shot of beating him out for that then. He's just here to
camp arm.
Yeah. Okay.
Fourth camp arm.
Can Howard beat out Mason?
I wouldn't think so, but stranger things have happened, right? I mean, Duck Hodges beat out Mason in 2019 when after Ben got hurt. So I suppose anything could happen, but I think they want to bring him along slowly. You know, he's a six-round pick. Plenty of experience, but I don't know that they want to rush things with Will Howard.
Do you think that his just physical stature, the fact that there's not a ton of, I guess, 6'4", 235, 240-pound quarterbacks that go, that play at Ohio State and then get drafted in the sixth round, the stature makes them think that maybe they still have something long-term on their hands that's more than just a career backup? Like, are they leaving a slight door ajar here because of just the attributes physically?
Of course. Yeah, of course. And he can run too. I mean, that guy, he's not going to run, you know, the way some of these other quarterbacks run, but that guy can pick up a third down on, third and five. That guy's certainly capable of escaping the pocket, picking up pressure. He can run the read option if you need that too. So, yeah, listen, he's a strong arm quarterback. He's a strong guy. He can make all the throws. I'm not going to say he's strong-armed, but he is a well-rounded guy. And I think with his background, he's going to be humble. The guy's had to earn everything he's got every step of the way. So I kind of like it. I kind of want to see where this goes, but by no means am I saying that this guy is going to be the future franchise quarterback. But I am anxious to see how he does in August and September in those preseason games.
Where do we stand in the Steelers' pursuit of another wide receiver, Ray?
I think it's a dead issue until Rodgers signs. And then once Rodgers signs, I think they'll get somebody here before training camp. I don't think that guy has to be here for mini camp, and I just think they'll go from there. They've done that plenty of times over the years, guys, where they sign guys who are 30, 33 years old. They do it after mini camp, and no one blinks an eye. I don't think it'll be a big deal for a receiver either.
Will it be one of the Aaron Rodgers super friends that comes in after he signs at receiver?
Well, it would make sense. And listen, Lazard has a very manageable contract. I think $2.5 million, I think, for the 2025 season. If they want to deal a late round pick for him, see if the Jets are interested. Not that you have to do everything that Aaron Rodgers wants, but I do think it would make some sense if he wants Alan Lazard on the team and he doesn't want a Gabe Davis or a Keenan Allen. I think it makes all the sense in the world to go out and make him happy.
Talking to Ray Fittipaldo here. Why did the Steelers, a team that preaches the stronger team, the tougher team wins, why did they vote against the tush push, Ray? It seems to go against their football ethos, which is big and physical wins and not like finesse team wins. Why would they go against it?
Well, I push back on that a little bit. I think it's more of a philosophical thing. I think the play is gimmicky, I think, and I think they believe in some regards. I go back to what Bill Cowher said. I think he said it on Dan Patrick. So, you want football plays to be executed, and there's not much execution to the tush push other than executing the snap from center and then doing a rugby play. And you could say football, American football, has its roots in rugby. There's no denying that, but this game has come such a long way. I mean, think of where we were in the 50s, and then like this American game became so popular in the 70s, and look where we are now. I think we want to push it forward. I don't know that we want to push it back with a tush push. If I had to guess, that's Bill Cowher's take on it. And I think Art and a lot of people in that front office probably feel the same.
I'm not asking you to give necessarily your own opinion, but my counterpoint to the whole idea of just execute the snap and there is the play is, if that's how simple it is, why are the Eagles the only team that runs it so automatically?
Yeah, why did the Steelers suck at it last year,
Why did the Bills with Josh Allen try to do it and fail at it? Like, why is only one team this good at it?
Well, the Bills did it. They got the first down. The referees just didn't see it. I mean, did the Steelers even try it, guys?
Early in the year they did with Fields, yeah, but he couldn't get the snap count or like the actual snap center exchange done properly.
So there you go. There you go. I mean, that's what I hate about the NFL. You got guys coming into the league who can't take snaps from center. So, and I guess that's not going to change, but you got to teach somebody. I mean, you got 4 months to do it. Teach Darnell Washington how to take a snap from center and put two big guys behind him and push him forward. Give it to Ben Skoranek. Let Ben Skoranek take a snap. I'm sure there are guys on that football team who have been quarterbacks or who have that in their arsenal. So I think the Steelers should do it. I think all other 31 teams should do it. Are they going to be as good as the Eagles? I don't know, but I don't know that it's all that complicated either.
Ray Fittipaldo, check him out. PG, Post-Gazette, postgazette.com. Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, guys. See
you. Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.